The second and last spoken words that we have for today is from a brother from the United States of America. It is our honor to invite Hussein Zaidi, again from the United States of America, to deliver the second spoken words for today. We invite him up with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Today is the death anniversary of one of the greats, a man who we all love and the enemy hates, a man who truly negates what? Negates falsehood and lies. He brought tears to the enemy's eyes. He heard the oppressed cries and he chose to rise up against the injustice. And we all know this. There's no need to really discuss this. He was a savior, always showed the best behavior. And I speak of no other than Ruhollah Khomeini, a man who never chased the fame or the money. He started a revolution such that the world had never seen. He stood up against the world's largest killing machine. He got rid of the bad and the worst and everything in between. He showed the true face of the munafiqeen, and undoubtedly he had help from the world of the unseen. No matter the circumstances, he never backed down when it came to the enemy. Seeing his perseverance filled their hearts with jealousy, and as his plans unfolded, they just stared so helplessly. He gave so many sacrifices so selflessly. His name is Ruhollah Khomeini. Don't forget that. An exemplary guide for a Muslim nation, for every generation an inspiration to form an Islamic government. He had the utmost determination. He stood up for humanity, even against a tyrant's insanity. Even when the world was against him, he stood firm on the right path, because he knew the enemy would face God's wrath. And with his leadership, the revolution had won, and the tyrant Pahlavi went on a run. And now look at us, sitting so carelessly, forgetting the people who executed their job so flawlessly. And now look at us, sitting so carelessly, forgetting the people who executed their job so flawlessly. Now we see our brothers sitting in jail, and we're too scared to send the Zionists any hate mail. And now we only fantasize how it's like to hear people hate and criticize. Here's a pie of courage, please take a slice. The Zionist has you all hypnotized, so wake up and realize. Now I'll repeat that again. Look at us, sitting so carelessly, forgetting the people who executed their job so flawlessly. Now we see our brothers sitting in jail, and we're too scared to send the Zionists any hate mail. And now we only fantasize how it's like to hear people hate and criticize. Here's a pie of courage, please take a slice. The Zionist has you all hypnotized, so wake up and realize. Here's a pie of courage, please take a slice. Salawat.